February 23rd, 2020, among the series of Man and Existence. All the world is seeking happiness, but knows not in what direction to search. Man must learn that happiness crowns the soul's quest for understanding. Understanding. Only earnest, continual seeking for understanding can the peace of the inner self be accomplished. All over the world, men and women, ground down by the soulless cultural system of today, are crying out for the return of the age of beauty and enlightenment, for something particular, practical, of the highest essence of the word. A few are beginning to realize that so-called civilization of the present form is at the vanishing point. That coldness, heartlessness, commercialism, and material efficiency are impractical, and only that which offers opportunity for the expression of compassion, love, ideality, understanding is worthwhile. All the world is seeking happiness. In spite of man's geocentrism, there is something in the human mind reaching out to philosophy and understanding, not to this or that philosophy code, but simply to philosophy in its broadest and fullest sense. The greatest philosophic institutions must rise again, for these alone can tend the veil which divide the world of causes from that of effects, cause and effect. The real mysteries, those sacred colleges of wisdom that reveal to the struggling humanity that greater and more glorious universe of understanding, which is the spiritual being called man, human. Modern philosophy is failing in that it has come to regard thinking as simply an intellectual process. Materialistic thought is as hopeless code of life as commercialism itself. The power to think true is the savior of humanity. The mythological and historical redeemers or shepherds of every age were all personifications of that power, the power to think true. He who has little more rationality than his neighbor does function a little better than his neighbor. He who functions on a higher plane of rationality than the rest of the world is termed the greatest thinker. Thus, comparative rational development is the true gauge of the individual's evolutionary status. Briefly stated, the true purpose of the ancient philosophy and understanding was to discover a method whereby development of the rational nature could be accelerated. The development of the rational potentials of man could be accelerated instead of awaiting the slower process of nature or of the natural evolution. This supreme source of power, this attainment, this unfolding of the God within is concealed under the statement of the philosophic life that was the key to the great works, the mystery of the philosopher's stone, for it meant that the alchemical transmutation had been accomplished. This was the chimia, or the elixir. Thus, ancient philosophy was primarily the living of a life, secondarily an intellectual method to seek understanding, not only knowledge, but understanding. He alone can become a philosopher in the highest sense who lives the philosophic life. What man lives, he comes to know. Consequently, a great philosopher is one whose threefold life, physical, mental, spiritual, is wholly devoted to and completely permeated by the rationality, by his rationality. Man's physical, emotional, and mental natures provide environments of reciprocal benefit or detriment to each other. Reciprocal benefit or reciprocal detriment to each other. Since the physical nature is the immediate environment of the mental, only that mind is capable of rational thinking, which is enthroned in a harmonious and highly refined philosophical constitution. Hence, right action, right feeling, and right thinking are prerequisites of right knowing and understanding that knowledge. Right knowing and understanding that knowledge. And the attainments of the philosophic power is possible only to such as have harmonized their thinking and emotions in their living. The wise have therefore declared that none can attain to the highest in the science of knowing until first he has attained to the highest in the science of living. Living. Philosophic power is the natural outgrowth of the philosophic life that has advanced man on the course of human development and progress. Philosophic power is the natural outgrowth of the philosophic life that has advanced man on the course of human development and progress. Just as an intense physical existence emphasizes the importance of physical things, just as the physicists and other scientists in the realm of empirical knowledge have utilized philosophy, and just as the monastic metaphysical asceticism establishes the desire for the ecstatic state, so philosophic absolution ushers the consciousness of the thinker into the most elevated and noble spheres, the pure philosophic or rational understanding. The ecstasy of understanding life and existence. This will continue. Aleph Bar, February 23, 2020.